Let's get it going.
We're going here for
I think the major issues in our relationship are, one, my trust issues with him. Two, him not being able to get...
Do you see how she looks at him? Okay. So she just gave us two nuggets right there. She says, my issue is that I don't trust him. Unfortunately, in this day and age, the less a woman trusts you, the more likely she is to stick around. And when women talk about the fact that they don't trust a guy, they're talking about they don't sexually trust him. They don't trust him not to go out and fuck other girls. That's what they mean. If a woman knows in her mind for 100% that you either cannot or will not cheat, she will cheat. This is not how it used to be. Back in the day, if you were a philanderer, you weren't considered to be a good, good husband material. But thanks to the girl power movement, the quote unquote bad characteristics displayed by men, sexual infidelity, those traits are now attractive to women. This is how the girl power movement has warped the female mind. The reason why she is still with him is because she does not trust him sexually. Look, he's a good-looking guy, and look how she's looking at him. Look how she's looking at him. This is the body language of a woman who really loves a man.
Emotionally vulnerable with me, and three,
See, there you go. Guys, do not be emotionally vulnerable to your woman. I don't care what dating shows say. I don't care what Temptation Island says. I don't care what The Bachelor says. I don't care what these broke fucking bitches on Fresh and Fit tell you. Do not be emotionally vulnerable to women. It is a turnoff every time.
I don't think Luke shows me that he loves me enough.
Iris doesn't deserve to feel that I don't love her, because I really do. I just really have a hard time expressing the emotions I have for love.
You're the one for me, so we're gonna stick with it. It's gonna be really hard.
Do you see how she leans in?
I love you too.
Oh yeah, Iris, right, guys, definitely loves him.
You came to this island because you're at a crossroads. Each of you have serious questions about the future of your relationship. And in order to find the answers to those questions, you've come here to embark on a journey where you'll be single and you'll date other people. As you could probably imagine, I know this process pretty well. I have seen a lot of couples come to this island, and I'm telling you, the ones who drop their guard, who open up, who are not afraid to be honest and vulnerable,
those
are the ones who end up leaving this island in a better place.
See, then that just goes to show that Mark Wahlberg has no idea what the fuck he's talking about. Mr. Wahlberg, just because you are the host of a dating shit show does not make you a relationship expert. Opening up to your woman and being emotionally vulnerable and all that other kind of stuff, that is a recipe for fucking disaster. How do we know? Casey opened up to Washley. Guess what she did? She went and fucking cheated on him. He sent her that iPad video. Oh, Casey, I love you, I'm hurt. Or, I'm sorry. Oh, Ashley, I love you, I'm hurt, blah, 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 blah. Dude, Ashley could not be more turned off. She turned up her nose. Then when Casey got down on one knee in that cringe, oh my God, on that cringe-worthy finale to ask her to marry him, that was cringe, man. Same thing with Tom. Thomas sent Chelsea the heartfelt, oh, I love you and da-da-da, I want to open up to you. Chelsea looked at the iPad like it had just slapped her in the face. Now, I want to make this clear distinction here. I'm not saying that you should never open up emotionally, okay? There are certain times where you're going to accidentally open up emotionally, not intentionally. For example, if your dog dies, if a family member dies, whatever the case may be, listen, a woman, if you have enough quote-unquote alpha cred, if she loves and trusts you enough, she will allow you some time to lick your wounds and, you know, get over the real sadness. If something were to happen to one of your kids or a family member or a pet, and you happen to shed a tear or two, women aren't going to just automatically break up with you. They're not, because they understand that there are some things that can move even the most emotionally stoic men to tears. But don't stew in your sorrow for too long. She'll understand to an extent, but you need to get back on the horse and show her that you are the emotionally stoic individual she knows you to be.
All that being said, what would this day be without a toast, right?
I was excited to start this process, but inside I'm thinking, holy shit.
Hania the hippie.
This is realer than I could have even imagined.
Cheers. Cheers.
Ash has pancake tits, by the way.
Okay. I've showed you this beautiful villa, this sunset, which is the first of so many you ladies are going to get to see from this balcony or all around here. But gentlemen, you're probably wondering where you're going to be living, huh?
Yeah.
Don't worry, I got you hooked up.
Please do. High ceilings.
Well, let's take this with us, and why don't we check it out? Come on.
Let's go. Okay. I can't wait to see the bitches. Wow, look at this.
Wow, this is crazy.
Welcome home.
Whoa.
I can't believe it.
Look at this door.
Wait a minute.
Look at
Wait
the door.
Oh, shit.
Wow, this is like amazing.
Isn't it beautiful?
Jay Blaze says, Beta Jesus. Yeah, Hania, I think Hania is, he's clearly not Julian. We call Julian Jacked Jesus. But, yeah, Hania, I think Hania might be this season's schoolboy assassin. Remember we had Evan, he was a sneak tip assassin. Remember that? I think Hania, and again, I haven't seen this, no spoilers, please, but I think Hania could be this season's dark horse.
Beautiful at night out here.
It's gorgeous.
Guys, grab seats, make yourself comfortable.
Iris is a fucking bad bitch. Oh, here we
breath.
Here we go. Here we fucking there, go, Luke. Baby. Here we go.
Tripping balls.
Oh,
right
yes,
now.
Sir. Here it is. This is the best
couples,
part of the show right here.
Now you've seen where you'll be living, it's time to see who you'll be living with.
Ah, oh, yes. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, guys. This is the time to pay attention. This is the time to really, really pay attention. Because this is a very critical part of the show. We're going to study the facial expressions and the body language of all of the men and the women as the people who are going to try to steal them come out. This is
oh
a critical
God,
time. Here we go. Did you hear that? Did you see that? Let's rewind that. Watch
oh
this.
God, I have a heart attack.
Listen.
Let them come out.
Let them come out. Look, we already know she's about to cheat. Right? This bitch is like, ooh, let them come out. Dude, oh my God. What's the over... listen. How many days is it going to take, and I've already forgotten her name, how many days is it going to take the blonde curly chick, how many days is it going to take for her to cheat? I'm going to put the over-under at 3. I'm going to take the under. I think she will cheat on, I think she will cheat in 3 days or less. What do you guys think? Yeah, Luke is definitely ready.
Oh,
shit. All these bitches have long hair.
Oh my God.
I'm dead.
Right. Okay.
Look at how excited she is.
Oh no.
I think Hania is the sneak. I think he's this year's schoolboy assassin, y'all.
Oh my God.
I'm dead.
Right. Okay.
I see some asses.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We got some talent.
Couples.
We got some talent.
Standing before you are 12 single men.
Mm-mm. Look at baby girl in the
12
purple.
Single
Woo.
Women
wow.
Who have all come to this island to find love with one of you. Now, maybe making a connection with one of these singles will help you answer the question, have I already found the love
God.
Of my life?
Holy moly.
Are they standing right here in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Don't tempt me. Oh.
Did you see that? This bitch cannot help herself. Watch this. Just watch this, guys.
Right here in front of me.
Watch what she says.
Oh my gosh. Don't tempt me. Oh.
Are you ready?
She said, don't tempt me. Oh. This girl is so fucking ready to cheat. This is insane. She's already given us every indication that she's going to cheat. She literally just sat here and said, don't tempt me. Oops. And then she caught herself. Oh, this is going to be ugly. This is going to be ugly.
Here we go.
Wow.
Model.
Work it.
Hey, my name is Trace, and I'm a model. That means with me by your side, you'll never go out of style.
Real talk. Man, switch that ass. Switch that ass, baby girl. Oh, yes.
Show me some muscle. What's up, ladies?
There it is. There's a tell. You saw this? Watch. She's turned on. Watch Iris's eyes go up and down. Watch. Watch. Look.
Show me some muscle.
Look at that. Look at that. She's already got one target. King Life says her boyfriend knows it's already over. He doesn't. I don't think he knows it's over, but he is going to find out soon enough.
What's up, ladies? I'm James. I'm 25, hailing from the Sunshine State.
God damn, look at this dude.
You think I'm a big guy? Wait until you see my heart. It's even bigger.
This nigga. Wow. Holy moly. God damn.
I'm Alexa. I'm a 23-year-old Jersey girl. And your man's going to scream more than just, hey, Alexa, real soon.
Oh, real talk.
I love it.
Alexa, give me a blowjob. This dude is pointing.
What's up? Hey, I'm Andrew. I'm a 29-year-old market researcher from Florida. I can't wait to get to know you ladies, because it's my job.
Hey, check the market research.
There it is. Iris is already in lust. She's already in lust. Look. Watch this body language, guys. Watch this. Look at this. Guys, that is the body language. That is the body language of a woman who is turned on. Women who play with their hair, expose their neck, clutch their pearls. Oh, yeah.
Your research, man. You check the gram, man.
Hey, I know exactly what she's searching for. It's me.
You don't even know her, dog. 5 years deep, dog.
You guys kind of like cousins.
Luke, that doesn't matter. Like, dude, don't make guard. Again, guys, the name of the game is not to mate guard. And yes, King Life says, she's a cockier version of her man. Yeah, she is. Don't mate guard. Don't be like, dude, you don't even know her, bro. You know what the answer to that is? I don't have to. No. I don't have to know her.
Because
of her.
Oh, God.
He tried.
My name is Madeline. I'm 23. I'm from a small town.
Oh, boy. Madeline is already out. Madeline's a bad bitch, but she's got a leg. She's got two tattoos.
In Georgia. Everyone calls me Juicy, and I think your boyfriend will find out why.
Oh, shit! Okay. Damn! Okay, so these bitches already... So she's got her eye on Hania. And obviously Hania likes bitches with tattoos.
Juice is here, she's not leaving, sorry.
Juicy. Look at her. She's like, look at her trying to look disgusted.
Hey, Temptation Island, let's go, we here!
I'm Ray Rock. I'm from the Bronx, New York. As you can see, I get everyone wild now. But just think what I can do with your lady. I see you.
Go ahead, try, bro.
I see you better, bro.
Try it,
I see her, bro. You better hold on to her tight. Bro. Y'all gonna break up after this.
Please. Woo. Try it.
You better keep laughing. You're gonna be crying after this.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm Karina. I'm 27 years old and a therapist. I'll be a listener here, a shoulder to lean on, and I'm not afraid to get a little deep.
Oh, shit. We'll find God damn, she's got a nice ass.
What do you mean by deep?
Yeah, deep dicked.
Hello, ladies.
Here we go.
Fellas, I'm Taylor. I'm 24 from South Florida. I hope you enjoy sitting next to your girlfriends now. Because next time you see them, they'll be sitting with me telling me how shitty you are.
Good luck, boys.
Not
It's not always double entendre. Sometimes.
So this is funny. So these guys still don't understand that when a girl talks shit about her boyfriend to somebody else, she still wants to be her boyfriend.
Straight up.
Hey guys, I'm Chris Lynn. I'm from Dallas, and I'm a tarot card reader. One of you coming home with me is definitely in the cards.
Okay, that was weak. Plus, I don't like the bull ring. I need to see what she looks like in a bikini, but I don't like the bull ring and I don't like the tarot card stuff. Who knows?
Okay. I'm Blake. I'm 26. I know I may look like a bad boy, but in the Navy, I saved a man's life. And now I'm here to change yours.
I don't know if that's happening.
Everybody is after Iris. Oh, this is who I'm trying to see.
Hi, guys. My name's Marissa, and I'm 26 years old. I'm a real estate agent from North Carolina. And just, oh, nice. Just a heads up, I'm used to making offers that people just can't refuse.
I bet you are. Right. Let's see that ass. Damn.
The deal, girl. All right, calm down.
Bitch, don't tell me to calm the fuck down.
I'm Tevin. 28 years old.
Oh,
going
yeah.
To the airport. Now, ladies, I'm here to make sure you make your next flight home with me.
Oh! Hey. Yeah, Tevin's a player. Oh, this is fun.
I live like you're living, a 22-year-old roller skater from Los Angeles. Sorry, ladies, but one of your boyfriends is rolling out of here with me.
Oh! All right. Okay. All right. All right. I ain't mad.
I gotta say, I'm pretty impressed.
That was pretty cool.
Props for that, yeah.
My name is Tommy. I'm 24 years old, and back in California, my job is to fight fires. But here on the island, I'm looking for someone to set my heart ablaze.
Oh! Everybody's pointing at Iris. Holy shit.
I don't know about him, but
he's got really pretty eyes.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Singles, thank you. Great job.
He's got really pretty eyes. Translation, I want to fuck him.
You guys can head on.
King Life says Marissa's getting pregnant. Yo, Marissa's bad. Dude, I'm going to tell you what. One thing I do like about Temptation Island is that they're never lacking in talent. Love is Blind had good-looking people season one. Season two, not so much. But, dude, Temptation Island never, ever, ever ceases to go out and get that talent. Woo!
On out. We'll be seeing all of you very soon.
God damn.
I dreamt about one of you.
About one of us?
Hi. Seeing you soon, ladies.
Wow, she is handy on those.
Nothing to worry about.
Yeah. Well, now you've met our...
She just said, I have nothing to worry about. Oh, boy, this is going to be
singles.
Bad.
And although their one-liners are fun and flirty, I can assure you that these singles
Roller
are taking
girl.
This very seriously. They're on their own journey, and they're hoping to make a deep connection with one of you.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I know you have a lot to think about, and you're going to get a chance to do that tonight in your separate villas.
Oh!
Just a small taste.
Let the games
of
begin.
What it's like to be on your own without the comfort of your partner. But don't worry, it's not goodbye. It's only good night. You'll all be back together in the morning. So why don't you take a moment to say your goodnights, and then you can head off to your separate villas, okay?
See you tomorrow.
Say well. Oh, look. Bye, baby. Oh, look at this. Well, isn't that interesting? Now all of a sudden, Ash looks like she actually wants to.
I'm feeling super excited about this journey. But right now, these guys are all I got. We're all going through very similar things. These are my bros, so we're all in this together, and we gotta get through this.
Cheers.
Cheers, brothers.
Cheers, guys.
It's a growth.
Enjoy.
It's a growth.
Growth.
Yeah, below the belt. Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Yeah, Iris is going to get digged down real tough.
How do you guys feel about having, like, the singles be our new roommates and, like, our could be, like, our, you know, new boyfriends?
I'm nervous,
but yeah. I'm excited to really get to know them and see how things go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good morning.
Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Nice to see you all.
Nice to see you.
Listen, I realized that a...
Oh, yeah, Roller Girl. I remember Roller Girl from Boogie Nights.
A lot has happened.
And by the way, whatever happened to Heather Graham anyway? Like, I haven't seen her in forever.
In a short time. And I thought you might have had a restless night, so I brought the guys in to help put your mind at ease.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God, is this happening right
now?
How are you doing?
How are you doing, huh? Hey.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
My heart is racing.
Pinch me. It's not real.
It's a little scary knowing we're about to meet the singles. There's a lot of painfully tight pants and really big muscles. They're right there. Oh my goodness.
Artie. Ladies, you came here for love. Now, whether it's confirming the love you already have or finding something new, that's right here. Don't be afraid to make connections.
Oh my God. Yeah. Don't be afraid to make connections. Guys, again. And I've pointed this out many, many times, but this just, as entertaining as this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous to imply that going on a show like this helps your relationship. This is why relationships are in the toilet. Don't be afraid to make connections. All right. Keep destroying relationships, Mark.
All right. I'll check in with you guys later. Have a great day. Get to know one another. All right.
Drinks are upstairs. Yeah, let's go.
Oh, boy. All right.
Hey. Let's go. Let's go.
It definitely makes me nervous to think this is the start of my single life.
Jillian. Yeah,
I think we should start with a shot.
We got bougie eats and drinks, huh?
Pay attention. Pay attention.
It's been a long time since I've been around single men like that.
I work 10 days a month.
Stop the cap.
Fuck out of here. It's been a long time since I've been around single men. Dude, she's not even thinking about her boyfriend. Dude, Edgar doesn't even exist right
now. So the rest of the time is spent traveling.
So, like, not to be crude, but, like, how do you have the money to travel and do all these extravagant things?
Oh, translation. What do you do for a living? Not to be crude, but what do you do for a living? So you're good-looking, you're young, and you travel.
firefighters in California make a... good bit of money.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I just bought a house. If I'm interested in a woman, I'm gonna go out of my way to let them know.
Dude, Tommy's a Chad. He is 24 years old. He's a firefighter. Wow.
I'm interested in them. And the ladies love that I'm a firefighter. Before that, I was traveling. Still traveling.
Here we go.
So
here we go.
Come here.
Caught him texting girls from his past, and it's made me really uncomfortable.
Oh no.
It's kind of been like a thing that keeps happening. Like, he'll stop for like a few months.
See this? She just verified what we talk about here in the Manosphere all the time. She's been in a relationship with this guy for 5 years. Every few months, she catches him texting girls from her past. From his past. Yet, she is still there. Gentlemen, if you haven't heard anything I've said, at this point, you need to listen now. What we have been raised to believe is attractive to women, unfortunately, is quite literally the opposite. And it's not that the people who tried to tell us about how to have good relationships, it's not as though they intentionally misled us. What you have to understand is that our elders grew up in a different time. My mother and father grew up in a different time than I did, clearly. Even still. The traits that make men attractive are not the traits that women are going to tell you are attractive. The reason why I'm on Temptation Island is because I caught my boyfriend texting other girls. Guys, this is what keeps her keen. This is what keeps her keen, man. This is what keeps her turned on. If your girl, at any point in time, believes in her mind, rightfully or not, that you either can't or won't fuck other girls, she's going to be turned off. This is why Iris can't get enough of Luke, because she knows that Luke is pre-selected.
And then I'll like catch again. So it makes me feel insecure.
Well, you shouldn't be. I mean, look at you.
Thank you.
I mean, whatever he's doing is incorrect, so he doesn't know what he has.
Listen,
he just thinks he knows what he has because everyone wants you. I mean, like, you gotta deal with that.
He thinks he knows what he has because everyone wants you. Did you hear what he says? He doesn't know what he has. Fam, you don't know Iris from a fucking hole in the wall. You don't know her from a hole in the wall. This is where guys go horribly wrong. This is why they get friend-zoned. Is because they assume that a woman is of good character just because she looks good. Now, whether they believe that or not, that doesn't matter. That matters not one bit. If you've just met a woman and you're telling a woman, well, he doesn't know what he has. He's lucky to have you. How the fuck would you know? You've known the bitch for 17 minutes.
I was a bartender. Yeah.
I consider myself tempting because once this shirt comes off, my shyness is completely out of the door.
Attaboy.
And anything is possible. You're the most attractive one here, in my opinion.
Here we go. Here we go.
The sweating is happening. I'm so sorry.
I'm just unbuttoning my shirt.
I have never been around this many single people trying to win my heart.
Yo.
12 at a time, and they all...
Yo, honey. Yo, look at these bitches swarming around on ya. Wow. Yes, JBlaze11 says HBC Hugh game. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Seems so lovely so far. It's gonna be fun.
Yes, sir.
Take it off, baby. Take it off.
You have any bartending experience with that?
Maybe.
That's a good pour. Look,
okay, I'm gonna have to learn more.
That's a good pour.
There you go.
You should have heard, last night was so quiet. Like, it was just the four of us guys just relaxing. We were just thinking about, like, okay, trying to process all the things. So a lot happened last night. Like, yeah. I was nervous because, you know, you want to make a good impression. You don't want to be, like, look like a weakling in front of the guys.
And they were trying to get under your skin.
They were trying. And I'm like, I'm good because I'm very secure who I am.
That's good.
I don't let anyone play me. Right? You got to be.
When girls give you high fives, that's sort of a, she's breaking the ice as far as body contact is concerned. She definitely has his eye on your boy.
Comment something I had to learn on my own.
Yeah. I feel like I'm definitely a Merch. Pursuer.
Dude, Tracy.
I'm just very like.
She's beautiful, man. She is fucking, dude, she's fucking beautiful. Look at her skin. God damn.
Let's get it. Like, I don't have time to play.
And he's a good looking dude. With.
Talk to us about, like, why exactly you're here.
Oh, boy. I haven't seen this yet, but this is the, this guy is going to be Casey. I think that this guy is going to be Casey. I think his name is Edgar. Edgar's going to be Casey because all he's going to do is cry about his girlfriend. Now, Casey, this is, and the funny thing is Casey didn't realize what his sexual market value was until he went on to Temptation Island. Casey was a great-looking guy. Casey is a great, he's better looking now cuz he's bodybuilding, he's got a bad bitch and all that. But Casey, even though he was completely and totally focused on Washley, dude, Peyton threw herself at him. Lindsay threw herself at him. Dude, Lindsay went shopping with him for an engagement ring. You could see Lindsay throwing him all the IOIs. Dude, Lindsay liked that guy. Now, Peyton, she was a selfish fucking bitch, but Casey could have fucked her if he wanted to. This is not going to be the case with this guy, at least not as far as I'm concerned.
We've been together for a while, and she doesn't know if she needs to have the chance to be single and see what else is out there. And
now, these girls know exactly what's going on. Right? Women are fluent in womanese, whether they admit it or not.
Some stuff has happened, so I also am trying to figure out as to whether or not, you know, Jillian is the person I want to be with right now.
I am not a man stealer, but here is a different story. So if you're coming here and you know what's going to happen, then it might happen.
I like Marissa. I like Marissa. Marissa's thick. Marissa's thick.
Aren't I?
That looks hot.
Sweating looks hot.
It emphasizes everything it needs to.
Look at that.
Okay. Yeah.
See how they're making contact with him? I guess, listen, I'm not a girl, so I don't know who's attractive and who's not. I guess Edgar's a good-looking guy. Because apparently, you know what? I like Marissa. Okay. I want to see what she looks like in a bikini.
I actually learned from my friends how to do the bachata, the salsa. So I got you. Ready? I got you.
I know what I...
What's the first thing that Jillian said about this guy when he came out? What's the first thing she said? Oh, he was like, oh, come on, everybody. She's like, oh, that's just too much. That's just too much. He's doing too much. He's trying too hard. Look who she's with now. Gentlemen, never, ever, ever allow your woman... never believe your woman when she tells you why someone is unattractive. He's short, he's balding, he's this, he's that, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Guess what? Look who she's sitting with. She liked that guy. If your woman tells you that, you don't have to worry about that guy. You gotta worry. You absolutely have to fucking worry. Dude, I was in a relationship. I've been in plenty of relationships. But right before I got married, I was in a relationship. Jesus Christ, what was her name? Oh, boy. I think her name was Kristen or Kirsten. Anyway, she worked in an office just like everybody else. And there was this guy, and I'll never forget this. This guy's name was Steven Snyder is his name. Steven Snyder was this dude's name. And she would, every once in a while, she would tell me, oh, Steven did this or Steven did that. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is with you and this dude? Ah, you don't have anything to worry about. Steven Snyder, you know, Steven looks like a pedophile. He looks like a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, until I uncovered the messages between them while they were at work. Steven Snyder was most certainly porking down my girl. Now, I never found out whether he did or not. And obviously, at this point, I never will. But I am 125% certain that he won, that he absolutely did. You have to understand this too, guys. You really need to understand this. You don't need hard evidence to leave your girl. If you have an inkling that your girl is probably cheating, it's already too late, man. Dump the fuck out of her. Don't wait until it's too late. Do not wait until it's too late.
Can bring the confidence
and look at this.
The swagger from New York, the East Coast side.
Oh my God.
You can tell by a woman's body language.
You see? See?
If they're interested or not. They just give you that look, the smile, the little wink. You got to play in their game.
All right. I think we're good.
That's it.
That is not for me. I'm so sorry. Like, he seems like a fine person, but just that is not my type.
It's a little preview. That's a preview.
So the window's open.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that.